Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. The head of the US Central Bank says there's no need for him to resign. Overnight, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the second time this year. It lowered its key lending rate by 0.25 percentage point to a range of 4.5% to 4.75%, as inflation eases and the employment slows down. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell took a question from a journalist about some of Donald Trump's advisers suggesting he should resign. But Mr. Powell says inflation is coming down, so there's no need for him to step aside.
Hi, Victoria Guida with Politico. Some of the president-elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Can you follow up on, do you think that legally you're not required to leave?
No. It's on a sustainable path back to 2%. So the job's not done on inflation.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has made his first high-profile appointment since winning the U.S. presidential election this week. He has appointed his campaign election manager, Susie Wiles, as chief of staff to manage his office. Mr. Trump says it's the first time a woman has been appointed to the post. The president-elect is considering high-level appointments to his cabinet. Former Bush administration official Kevin S. Kellams says there are a range of people who Mr. Trump can choose from in what will be a competitive race.
In Trump's orbit, there really are a number of more establishment, more mainstream and very experienced foreign policy and national security hands, as well as some new stars, if you will. Mike Waltz as a potential Secretary of Defense congressman would be a terrific choice. You also have people like Mike Pompeo and Tom Cotton, both of whom would be confirmed, I think, by the Senate, who I think appreciate the role of NATO and US's leadership role in the world.
The Australian boss of social media giant Meta says it is prepared to work with the federal government over its plans to ban children from using social media. The Albanese government will introduce the draft law into Parliament later this month. The laws will ban children under the age of 16 from using social media platforms like Meta. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the onus will be on social media companies to stop age-restricted users from having an account.
This is new ground. As new technology is changing our lives, governments have to respond. That's what we're doing. And this minister is leading that work in a way that is constructive. And I just pay tribute to Minister Rowland.
And Australian sporting legend status will be bestowed on former squash world number one Jeff Hunt and Paralympic skier and cycler Michael Milton. The pair are the 50th and 51st stars to be elevated by the Sports Australia Hall of Fame and will be celebrated at a dinner in Melbourne next week. They will join champion cricketer Sir Donald Bradman, swimmer Dawn Fraser, cyclist Sir Hubert Opperman, and more recent recipients runner Cathy Freeman, cricketer Shane Warne, and swimmer Ian Thorpe. Mr. Hunt won more than 80% of the 215 tournaments he played. Mr. Milton has won 6 Paralympic gold medals and has clocked the fastest speed of any Australian skier. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.